from 30 for 30 Podcasts.
Brian Patta, senior defensive lineman from Miami, gunned down.
The key to this case, it's Brian.
An hour before he died, he was on the phone arguing with somebody.
This might be a hit.
You want the truth. They just want a conviction.
Being placed under arrest.
We had a killer amongst us.
Murder at the U. Listen now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
But bringing in Kyler Murray, what does it mean for J.J. McCarthy?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Unless they feel he's done.
Anybody else who's coming in is going to have to beat out J.J. McCarthy.
On today's show, up-to-the-minute NFL free agency updates, overreaction Monday, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, already 1 hour into NFL free agency. And my goodness gracious, have we already seen a bunch of news tumble down from the rafters of NFL media and the football gods? Tua Tagovailoa cut. Malik Willis going to be signed. How about that right off the bat? Travis Kelce apparently coming back for another year with the Kansas City Chiefs, who signed the Super Bowl MVP Kenneth Walker III to a nice new contract as a running back. Alex Pierce. Alec Pierce, the big play specialist in Indianapolis, stays put to the tune of almost $30 million a year, which means Michael Pittman gets traded to the Steelers, and he gets a nice new chunk of change as well. Three-year, $59 million deal for him, who'll join DK Metcalf to catch passes from who knows yet. The Steelers in the quarterback market that now again has Malik Willis, the biggest free agent name out there, coming off of his last two campaigns in Green Bay, including some really nice performances in the cold weather towards the end of the year while Jordan Love was out. He's now a Miami Dolphin. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's take a quick call here at the top of hour number two. Anthony in Miami, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Rich, I just want to talk about Tua going to Atlanta.
Yep.
I'm wondering if Kevin Stefanski is a Michael Jackson fan, because if Tua takes another hit, I don't think anybody wants to see Tua doing the horizontal thriller dance once more.
I agree. I hear you, and that's part of the reason why I imagine Miami didn't want Tua around anymore, is because he's always one hit away. But, you know, if, you know, any coach who takes on a quarterback, Anthony, feels that they are the right fit for that quarterback. Whatever ails that quarterback, I alone can fix it. You know,
right.
And that's the way a lot of coaches feel. Mike McDaniel did it with Tua. He's now, you know, Justin Herbert's offensive coordinator. Talk about irony, because the minute Tua got drafted fifth overall, and then the Chargers snapped up Justin Herbert, the two of them have been attached at the hip, and we're all trying to see which one's going to be first to win a playoff game first. And if it's Herbert with McDaniel, who, you know, seemingly had Tua all taken care of, kissing him on the head there, what a photograph that is. This is now a situation where McDaniel's our neighbor across the street as the OC for Herbert, and Tua is probably going to back up Michael Penix, or even get the start there. And I'm sure, and thanks for the call, Anthony, I am sure Kevin Stefanski is thinking, I've got a quick game here. I can get Tua going. And we saw what Tua was able to do with a running back like Achan. How does Bijan sound to you, right? He was able to get going with Tyreek Hill. He's got Drake London now. He didn't really have a tight end of Kyle Pitts' caliber, with Pitts doing what he did last year. You said Zaccheaus is now back,
yeah,
in Atlanta
back, yeah,
as well, right?
Yeah, Darren Waller, who on certain weeks was...
Well, I mean, last year, coming back from...
Oh, they had Jonas
being
Smith.
Gone for a year.
It was awesome 2 years ago.
I'll take Pitts overall.
Agree.
So, after... After lamenting drafting him in many fantasy leagues, I get it. But again, that's why, one more time, just to repeat for you what I said at the top of the hour, Tua had 4 touchdown passes against the Falcons. So whichever members of the organization that's still around, they remember him from the last time. He's going to be indoors. He's going to be playing, hopefully, playoff games indoors if the Atlanta Falcons make it as a division champ. You could do a lot worse, but clearly he's got to hand it off. He's got to get rid of it, and then get the hell down. Don't be running for first downs anymore. But I'm sure he's heard that over and over and over again. The story of the weekend coming into this here free agency Monday was Max Crosby. We talked about it with Tom Pelissero on the Friday program. He said the next 24 to 48 to 72 hours were going to be very important. We went out the door. Our last segment of the week was the group chopping it up. The it being Lamar Jackson's tweet of the famous training day
boom
gif. Denzel doing his thing.
Boom! We went off the air wondering.
Suze, all of us, you, TJ, you, Lieutenant Feller, we were all sitting here wondering what could that mean. The first name that popped in mind was, is Max Crosby's coming? I guess Lamar heard first, right?
Well, based by that, yeah.
That's clearly what the boom meant.
Unless there's something else. Maybe he had to go to the bathroom.
And earlier in the, by the way, look at this. This won't be practice.
Look at his eyes.
This won't be practice. This is not the way. Although, wait, I don't know.
Remember.
Mike Silver's article in The Athletic said that Max Crosby had to be told by Gruden when he first started, stop hitting the quarterback in practice. I'm going to get rid of you if you keep doing that.
Boom. And then remember the last sentence that you said from the story last week. It's going to take a lot more than a red jersey to protect Mendoza.
If Crosby is still in Las Vegas, and at the end of the day, Vegas was asking for 2 first round draft choices. And we just told you the way the week last week on this program ended, the way it began was a top 5 list of the top 5 teams who should overpay the most for Max Crosby. Dallas was at the top. Apparently, Dallas didn't want to flip 2 firsts. They wanted to flip a 1 and a 2, which makes sense because they already flipped a 1 in next year's draft for Quinnen Williams to the Jets. And if they were going to flip 2 ones, they would still have another 1 for themselves this year, but they'd have 0 next year.
Yeah, can't have that.
Well, at least unless you get Max Crosby in there.
I like what.
But let's put a pin in that. Because the Cowboys have since made some moves, which we'll talk about later. It's not like they came up empty-handed in the first day of free agency. But they didn't overpay for him. Another team on the list was New England. Number 2 on the list was Chicago. And word is Chicago did hit the 2 first overall pick demands. But the Ravens, instead of flipping him to another conference where they would only have to see Crosby 1 out of the next 4 years at a minimum, they flipped him in conference to the team that was 5th on that list in the Ravens, because the Ravens' 2 firsts are better than the Bears' 2 firsts, at least in the first year, where we know the Ravens are drafting in the middle of the first round and the Bears are drafting towards the end of the first round. So the Ravens essentially said, sold. Max Crosby picks in this year's draft and next year's draft, first overall pick. 1 this year, 1 next year. Sold. And the Ravens get the Condor. So, I'm sorry, Jason Feller.
It's all right.
And I'm sorry to all the Raiders fans out there who are just absolutely gutted that the guy who, I mean, if you put a patch on him, he would look like the Raider logo, right? Yeah. Like, he is such an avatar for the team. He has got a commitment to excellence. Somebody who's overcome addiction, somebody who's overcome inner demons, somebody who's overcome all of that. Not getting drafted as high as his talent might have allowed, but his off-the-field issues had him drop to the fourth round, and Mayock's like, let's grab the kid out of Eastern Michigan. Honestly, all due respect here, although I am flexing my Ann Arbor muscles right here, Washtenaw County, Eastern Michigan is not where a kid growing up in Colleyville, Texas is thinking, I'm going to go to Ypsilanti and I'm going to ball out. But he did, and he wound up balling out, and he was Mr. Raider, and this makes sense. If he didn't want to be there anymore, and he's going to be all over this kid in practice, and I'll show you for keeping me, and the Raiders could get two firsts for him, go for it. The only issue is you need to turn these picks into something. And who are you going to get? You can get a pretty good pass rusher where the Ravens are picking right now based on everybody that I saw at the combine. And you can go ahead and supplement next year with a really good draft choice, one would think, because there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks taken in next year's draft, shoving the good players down further. Problem is the Ravens next year draft choice is going to be vastly improved, one would think, because of, wait for it, Max Crosby's on their team. This is what he had to say to Raider Nation saying goodbye.
One thing I could say above all else is that I gave y'all everything I got, and I have no regrets about that. I put everything into trying to win as a Raider. I'm not trying to get emotional already, but ever since I've been here, man, I've had one goal and one mission. That's become the best version of myself and help bring a championship back to the Raider organization. And I feel like I left, you know, everything I had on the table for this team. I've given my heart and soul, and I feel like I let y'all down, man. I understand, you know, people have, you know, their opinions, and people are going to be upset, and you guys have every right to be upset. Everything that was involved with coming to this conclusion, it was a whirlwind, man. I never thought I'd be in this position. I never thought I'd be going anywhere else, truly. But God works in mysterious ways, and I didn't plan on things to be like this, but things happen for a reason, and I truly believe that.
So let me just address anybody out there in Raider Nation who's upset with Max Crosby. And I have to choose my words carefully here. Okay? You got to be kidding me. Are you kidding me? You got to be joking, right? Because all he's done is pour his heart and soul out on that field for an organization that's changed coaches six times. He's had six coaches, so five times. One of which I understand, Gruden, we thought he'd be there forever. And the wheels that spun after that over and over and over again. And the quarterbacks that come over and over and over again. And a new regime that's in there that clearly pissed him off by sitting him down for two games. Isn't that amazing? They tanked for a better pick, but it lost them Max Crosby. And they got the pick anyway. In a game in which Crosby didn't play, they won.
Right.
I'm wondering if they would rather go back and wave a wand, make a different decision.
He had surgery. He was injured.
I got it. It may not matter at the end of the day, right? Yeah. But he's as good as they come, and this is why the Ravens go get him. All right. I wrote it down here. Crosby's 10 sacks for this team last year. One of the worst seasons the Raiders have had in recent memory, and that's saying a lot, right? Is one third of the entire Ravens team of 2025. The Ravens had 30 sacks this year. Only the Jets had fewer in the AFC. His 14.5 sacks season of 2023 would be tied for third best all time for the Ravens with Michael McCrary in 98. Remember that name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
His 69 and a half career sacks.
Nice.
A half sack behind Peter Boulware for second on the Ravens all-time list.
Shout to the Seminole.
Okay. You know who leads the list is T. Sizzle with 132 and a half. I don't know how. Hey, T. Sizzle, you're going to get in the hall one day. But so the Ravens haven't had a guy like this maybe ever outside of T. Sizzle. This is what he's bringing to Baltimore. Now, what Baltimore's going to have to do is, along with Crosby, break a long-standing sort of, would you call it a jinx or not? Because listen to the list of players who have been traded for two firsts, at least.
Okay. I like your setup here. Mm-hmm.
Sauce Gardner, Micah Parsons, still open for business, right?
Yep.
Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford, Deshaun Watson, also still open for business. Good luck. Laremy Tunsil, Jamal Adams, Khalil Mack, Jalen Ramsey, Jay Cutler. Yeah. Ricky Williams, Keyshawn Johnson, Jeff George, Eric Dickerson, and Herschel Walker. I did a little bit of research over the weekend just because, you know, I had a second. The Rams are 2 for 2 on this list. Jalen Ramsey, they flipped 2 ones. This was when they were effing a lot of picks. Well, they still are. To Jacksonville.
Yep.
And then you believe that they traded Goff and 2 ones for Stafford.
Worked out.
And so the Rams are 2 for 2 in acquiring somebody and making the Super Bowl and then winning it. And yes, Jet fans, Keyshawn was part of the championship Bucks team after they spent 2 ones to go get Keyshawn. Then they eventually turned his name into a verb, Keyshawning somebody to tell them we're done here. Everyone else didn't make the Super Bowl, let alone won one. So the Ravens have their work cut out for them. But you have to make a move like this. You hire Jesse Minner. He's your defensive-minded head coach. I think it's a great idea. What are you going to do? Draft a young kid, hope he can be your pass rusher. What are the Ravens right now? 14th overall? The Raiders are now 1-14, I believe, overall, if I'm not mistaken. Taking a look here, yeah. So every mock draft had them choosing Spencer Fano. I have one right here. Or an offensive lineman. Sure, could that be helpful? Get it.
Yeah,
I hear you. I
yeah.
bet.
Yeah.
A name we haven't heard yet. We're an hour plus into free agency. Tyler Lindebaum. I'm assuming they're going to try and lock him up again if they can still work it all in cap space. Lamar has got to be thrilled. Out of his mind that he's got Max Crosby coming here to not only get him back out on the field, not only maybe give him good field position, but also is going to be the guy who's trying to track down Joe Burrow and Aaron Rodgers, whoever the Steelers are putting out there, or Deshaun Watson, or whoever the Browns are going to put out there. But if I'm Joe Burrow, I'm sitting here at home and I'm like, really? Really? We're letting Trey Hendrickson walk.
He was in Vegas with Jessica Alba.
Understood. That's a great way to spend your time lamenting.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on now. No Trey Hendrickson. And I get it. What if they offered the 10th overall pick and a pick next year? Right, I don't know their cap situation. I understand it, and I bet you nobody in Burrow's camp would understand it either or care to. But he's watching Crosby come into the division and bolster a defense that was almost in certain metrics almost as bad at times as the Bengals' defense. I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying when I say this. In terms of the AFC, in terms of anything else, right? So, yeah, this changes a metric in the AFC North and in the AFC writ large. The Ravens get aggressive. they get Max Crosby. The Raiders get picks. Good luck to the to them to turn them into players that can help Fernando Mendoza and Clint Kubiak. And this doesn't mean anything about that offensive side of the ball. Ask Brian Schottenheimer. Micah Parsons goes right at the beginning of his first season as head coach. And the offensive side of the ball looked pretty damn good. And the Cowboys will get to shortly have added.
So save the best for last.
My opinion, again, is when you got a window and you've got Lamar and you've got a new head coach and you've got a problem sacking the quarterback and you've got to eventually get out of your division and face down Josh Allen and face down Patrick Mahomes, Herbert, you name it. Keep going down the list. Do you want Max Crosby on your team or do you not? And you know who you're getting with Max Crosby. Somebody who's going to come out of the smoke and drive those people in the bank on a Sunday out of their gourds. They are going to love him.
Yeah.
In Baltimore. What a box check. Do it, man. F them picks. Friend up the up the road shows you what he's done. He has used his first round draft choice, Les Snead, in the last 10 years, his own team's first round draft choice in the last 10 years, only once.
And he hit.
And he hit on Jared Verse.
That graphic is amazing.
Okay.
Traded.
And Jared then Verse. I just read you the list of some stellar players over the last several decades in the NFL who have been acquired for two first round draft choices, and only one team chose wisely to do so, to get aggressive and figure it out and win a Super Bowl with the two times they did it. So, yeah, the odds are against the Ravens in doing it. But, man, go down trying.
That's certainly as a fan base, right?
Exactly. Certainly if you're also, you know, going in a completely different direction than you have over the last 18 years. Changing head coaches and giving this brilliant defensive-minded head coach Max Crosby to go hunt on his behalf.
Heck of a weapon, man.
They also signed John Simpson, the guard, to a three-year deal.
Okay. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Back with an Overreaction Monday on a Monday. And your phone calls as we're keeping an eye on all the news.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
If you're like me and my family, you're all about creating amazing memories while on vacation. And for me, many of those have involved a home we found on Airbnb. We had such great experiences that whenever we travel somewhere new, we always check Airbnb first to find a place that fits our needs. The homes we've stayed in, comfortable, safe, private. You feel like you're part of the community. After a long day of exploring or sitting on a beach, it really is nice to come back to a place you can call your own. Airbnb is also a great way, if you want, to earn some extra money while you're traveling or out of your house for an extended period of time. You can make your home work for you while you're away. Not as a full-time thing, not as some big production, just something that fits into trips you're already taking. You can use the money for that dream vacation or put that money towards that outdoor kitchen you always wanted. Hosting on Airbnb just feels smart. Your home may be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Rich Eisen here. You know that feeling of handing off your taxes and then hearing nothing? Total radio silence. Well, not anymore. Now your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax full service expert who checks for every deduction and keeps you in the loop with real-time updates on your phone. Just match with your dedicated expert, upload your docs, and go live your life, confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. This is how taxes should be. Visit TurboTax.com today to learn more. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. If you're ready for an oil change, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your vehicle. Right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for $35.99 and receive a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. Upgrade to a Wix XP oil filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Again, this is what Alec Pierce is going to have to do in Indianapolis, is overcome, if he cares. I mean, he probably doesn't care. He's just going to cash these checks and
yeah,
keep on doing what he's doing, which so is torching people long and deep, and hope that he's got a healthy quarterback to help him do it.
Can we talk about that real quick?
Sure.
About the average? Because I'm looking at the stats.
I'm looking at it, too.
It's like one catch for 36 yards. Two catches for 48 yards. These are all boosting the average of.
No, I get. Oh, I thought you meant the average dollars
here. I'm talking about everyone saying now, like, he's averaging 21.3 yards.
He only had 40 something catches.
Right. So if you double it, he gets 80 catches and he'll have 2,000 yards. Isn't that the way it works?
I don't think necessarily.
But here's the leaders at wide receiver in average annual salary, according to the folks at Over the Cap, right?
Yeah.
Number one, there's only one $40 million a year receiver in the NFL. You want to guess?
Ja'Marr Chase.
Correct. Next at $35
million. Justin Jefferson.
Yes. Next, $34
million. C.D. Lamb.
Correct. Look at you. Number four, $33
million. 33? Who would that be?
This is fun.
Is it? It's not T. Higgins.
No.
D.K.?
That's right.
Okay.
Look at you.
That's right. Okay, number five, $32.5 million. This is great. This is great.
$32.5 million.
This is great. Who's the one that you have no idea who's got a quarterback at all? Who just got paid? Garrett Wilson.
Right. He did get paid.
Man, he is an afterthought.
That's because he hardly played, but he did.
But
he did lead the Jets in receiving with about 300 yards receiving last year.
I think it was.
But they also said let's just have you sit this one out, Garrett. But he's getting paid. He's really great. He's a great receiver.
He is. He really
he's
is.
He's top five. Number six at $32 million. $32 million. Who do you want? Chris, who do you want?
Oh, AJ Brown.
Oh, I want AJ Brown.
That's correct. Yeah. Number seven at $30 million on the spot. Someone you spotted this weekend.
Oh,
I saw him walking around.
I'm on Ross St. Brown. Aloha means hello.
Said what up? He gave us a nod.
Did you really?
Yeah. Actually, I got to give Sarah credit. She spotted him. I was kind of just, I was just dazed it out. And she's like, hey, I think that's Amon-Ra. And we're like, hey, Amon-Ra. He goes, gave us a nod.
$30 million at $30 million. One last one at $30 million.
Jalen Waddle.
No.
Oh.
No. He had his best his best speed was behind the wheel this year. Brandon Ayuk, remember him?
Wow.
Yeah, barely.
$30 million.
He still plays.
And then Alec Pierce, right there, number nine. He's ninth on this list now.
That is outrageous. One of these things is not like the other.
Well, hasn't been like the other. And hey, listen, he's good. He should be happy. He's playing in Indianapolis, because if this was. Man. Your place, my place, his place, that much money,
woo.
It would be like you just had four catches for 13 yards today.
What are we doing?
What do you say to the fans? What do you say to the fans? If this was Philadelphia,
oh man,
which is another reason why they shouldn't get rid of AJ Brown. You know, he can handle it.
I mean,
he's got the thick skin. He's the one that's also with his. Tweets and posts and book lists, you know, create some of the stirring.
Brings the drama, you know.
Yeah, he kind of likes
it. He's not getting traded, by the way.
Doesn't seem like it.
No chance.
Well, Chris, you should know, man.
I don't know about no chance.
I'd say that right now.
Chris, you and Big Dom are buddies now, so you should know these things.
Big Dom and I got tight.
Did you really?
Over Combine.
That's good to know.
That was disgusting.
Listen, let me just say this. They're not trading AJ Brown. What's the point? Why would they do it? For what?
I hope they trade him.
You better. I mean,
the asking price is very high. So
yeah, because why shouldn't it be? Why shouldn't it be? The guy's, it's not like he's 32, 33.
He's going to be 29.
Correct.
In a couple months.
All right. Guess what we've got?
Well, hold on. I want to run down some of the free agents.
Hold on a minute. Let's get, can we Can we produce this, please?
Can we have some?
Well, you were going to jump the gun.
I don't want to jump the gun. Yeah. I don't want to jump the gun. Now that you say you would like to do it.
Yeah, I want to run down some
I'll punt
some
overreaction Monday to the next segment so we can do this stuff. Go ahead and hit it. Go ahead.
Here it comes. And Maria, I see.
Breaking news.
Wow. So on that screen for our radio audience, we have three players on the free agency frenzy breaking news screen. Two of them are already off the board, Malik Willis and Alec Pierce. We're still waiting on Mike Evans being the third. Do you have something?
I don't, but one report out there is that teams are offering Mike Evans upwards of $27 million a year. So that seems to be the starting
point. But the Bucs just did hire somebody recently.
The Bucs. So let's go there. Kenneth Gainwell, we just mentioned him, Pittsburgh's leading receiver last year. He's going to Tampa on a two-year deal, $14 million to team with Bucky Irving. That is a fun dynamic.
What does that mean for Rashad White?
Rashad White is seemingly out.
Ah, so Kenneth's bank account is gaining well.
Hey!
Oh, you know what? I really feel good about myself right now. I don't care what anybody else is out there thinking. Yeah. I feel great.
You should. Your name is on the cup.
It's not just that, though. I just liked that.
Bucks are making moves. They also pry Alex Anzalone.
From the Lions, huh?
Yeah, 2 years, 17 for him.
Okay.
Goes down to Tampa. Big move.
That's a tough loss for the Lions. Yeah. He's one of those guys that,
for sure,
when he was healthy, made them a lot better. What else?
Big move on the offensive side of the ball. This is one a lot of teams had circled. Isaiah Likely leaving Baltimore, but reunites with John Harbaugh.
Hey.
Isaiah Likely to the Giants. 3 years, $40 million, up to $47.5 million.
Okay, so him and Theo Johnson are going to be on the same team now?
Yeah.
See the Bears news, Chris?
And they got the number five.
You've got Bears news? What Bears news?
Bears news. Kobe Bryant going from the champs to the Bears.
Yep.
3 years, $40 million.
Okay.
Chicago making moves.
Well, I mean, this, we knew the Bears were going to go into the safety free agent market. Because prior to this move, the grand total number of Bears, number of safeties the Bears had under contract?
Zero.
That's correct.
Zero.
Now they got one. Pretty big one. Okay.
A few other things. Rich, Jets making a couple moves. Joseph Asai goes from Cincinnati to the Jets. 3 years, $36 million deal.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Jets also get DeMario Davis back where he started. 2 years, that's $22
million. Baby. Good, man. Year 15 for him. Longtime Saint. You're forgetting the big move for the Jets today, buddy. They acquired Minka Fitzpatrick from the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, we didn't mention it.
For a seventh-round draft choice.
Wasn't he traded for a first?
And they gave him a three-year, $40 million deal on top of it. And so, yes, here are a few things to say. Going to the fan base and saying, hey, we're making moves on first day of free agency. We got a 15-year vet in DeMario Davis. You remember him way back in the day when we used to make the playoffs 15 years ago? also, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get a good tackler from the defense everybody thinks is the worst in the NFL. We're going to pluck one of their good ones. Okay?
He's a good player.
He is a good player. He is, and I know we just went higher register.
We did, yeah.
And yes, Minka Fitzpatrick is somebody that once upon a time, back in 2019, was acquired for a 2020 first-round pick from the Pittsburgh Steelers in a trade that was so un-Steelers-like. I mean, the middle of the season.
Like,
it was also way before the trade deadline. It was just a month into the season. And you're like, what are the Dolphins doing? And then they acquire him back by flipping Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith and a seventh. Now it's just no players, just a seventh, because he was going to get paid, and the Jets are like, we'll pay him. And I don't blame him. You need veterans in a locker room who have been there and kind of done that. I don't mind it. And now Aaron Glenn is going to need somebody like Minka Fitzpatrick to lean on, as he's now calling plays as part of his superpower. And, okay, Again, it's going to be a long slog for the Jets to start to turn a corner. And at some point, it's really about the draft. I mean, Jets aren't going to improve in free agency significantly. I could be wrong. One of these guys could ball out and have a great year. But it's really about those draft choices. And the bright side, Jet fans, Minka Fitzpatrick had one interception last year, which would have led the team. Because they had none.
I think that of all the stats.
Of all the stats.
From last season.
In all the world.
I think that's the most like, what? That's, how?
That stat had to walk into the Jet locker room.
What?
By the way, that's a Casablanca reference I just made.
That movie.
Nothing like a 90-year or 80-year-old pop culture reference. But those who get it, understand. And on top of it, just the way this segment began, I'm very proud of myself.
Laremy Tunsil staying with the Commanders, gets a 2-year, $60 million extension. Austin Hooper back to Atlanta on a 1-year deal. And the Patriots signed a fullback, Reggie Gilliam, from the Bills. 3 years, $12 million.
How much money has Laremy Tunsil made in his career?
Great question. A lot.
Will you look that up?
Sure.
Also, center Kate Mays left Carolina. He's going to Detroit.
Thank you.
So now the Panthers need a center.
But tell me how much money Laremy Tunsil has made in his playing.
Career earnings at 142 so far.
I'll tell you this, man.
So far.
In the history of me doing the NFL draft, this is going to be my 22nd NFL draft for NFL Network coming up in Pittsburgh next month. We're going to do our shows from there. It's going to be great. As you know, with the advent of Twitter, then X, or whatever the hell Musk wants you to call it, I stopped being on it during the first round of the draft because it started to be so immediate. The news was beating the commissioner to the podium. And I wanted to have an immediate reaction.
Yep.
Okay? I want to have an immediate reaction for you at home. And I don't care that you think I'm faking it. I'm not. You think that I am aware of what you're aware of because you've got the news in the palm of your hand. I am ignorant to what's going on X during the first round of a draft. Because I just want to have my reactions to the announcements of the draft choice be as natural as possible, right? Mm-hmm. But there's one time in the last 20 years I snuck onto that platform to see the news because Charlie Yook, the king of spring, the man who runs NFL Network's production outfit.
We were in Chicago.
So expertly.
It was nuts.
Says to me in commercial break, Ricardo is how he refers to me. Ricardo, you gotta see this. And I'm like, Charlie, you know what our deal is here. You know our deal. And he goes, you still got to go. It's something with Laremy Tunsil. And I'm like, really? He goes, yeah, I can't even describe it. You got to see it yourself. And by the way, he was right.
He was right.
The fact that guy on that night, especially because then somebody was doing him dirty.
Oh,
not just that. Remember, they also put out the text screen grabs between Hugh Freeze and I guess somebody in his family about
asking for money
or saying, no, where's the money you said you were going to give us?
Yeah.
Like it's time to pay the bills here.
Yep.
Remember that?
It was wild.
And you're like, this kid's done.
That was a crazy night.
This kid's never going to amount to anything in the draft.
Yeah.
Or I mean, in the league. How much has he now made?
140, north of 140.
And now another 60 million coming.
60 million extended.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Would have been more had that video not come out.
I don't maybe.
Could have been.
He's also been awesome.
Could have been higher.
I'll tell you what, though. He's
been a great tackle.
He's taken that Pineapple Express to the bank.
Hey.
Sure he has.
I'm, again, very proud of myself.
Let's go.
I'm caffeinated and ready for the next segment. We'll take a break. Phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Stuff keeps breaking. I keep punting Overreaction Monday to the next segment.
I love it.
Like I'm Michael Dixon.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Hold up.
Get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event and get away with a deal so right, it almost feels wrong. Because right now, you can get great deals on our most popular models, including our adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe or Santa Fe Hybrid and the Tucson or Tucson Hybrid. Plus, there's our bold and stylish Elantra loaded with the latest tech, or go all electric with the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love during the Hyundai Getaway sales event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Sometimes teams take a timeout to regroup and call the right play. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors always has the winning game plan. They're not just window and door experts. Nah. They're experts at taking care of you and your home. At Pella, they find the products that meet your needs, and their experts install them. They do it every day, and that's why your neighbors trust them. Discover why Pella is a trusted choice for homeowners everywhere by visiting Pella.com/Eisen today. That's Pella.com/EIS. E-N. The biggest name in free agency up front has dropped. Hit it.
Here it comes.
Boom. And Maria, I see.
Breaking news.
Can't get enough of this.
I love it.
All right. Christopher, what do you have over there?
Yeah, big news here. What did Ashton Jeanty need last year?
Anything?
Anything. Yeah, most importantly, an offensive line. People to block for him. He's getting it. Raiders signing Tyler Linderbaum. From the Ravens, 3 years, $81 million, 60 in guarantees.
Highest paid interior offensive lineman in NFL history. So somewhere, Fernando Mendoza is walking around knowing exactly whose ass he's putting his hands under. Come the spring.
Maybe not that often. I've got a lot of shotgun.
No. Mendoza. He's going to have to. Hey, listen, these guys have got to get under center, man. And he's got a great one. He's got the best one on the market.
Yeah, man.
Now, I mean, that number is so whopping. Now I know why the Chargers went a different direction, why the Ravens are like, yeah, we see you, man. Wish we could keep you. The Raiders had an insane amount of cap space, and they also have it next year, too. They flexed that cap space muscle and got themselves the best on the market at the position is exactly the way you support the kid you're about to draft. And the kid that you drafted last year. Great move, man. Great move.
Now, does this taper the Ravens' expectations now? Because you got a guy on one side of the ball, but now you just lost.
No, I mean, obviously.
Because if he's that important, which we all know he is.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you'll be hard-pressed to find somebody as good as Tyler Linderbaum at the position. You know, there's no question about that, that you're going to seemingly take a step back at a very crucial spot. One never knows. They don't have a first-round draft choice in which to take one in the draft.
See what I'm saying?
I understand, but that's a large amount of money. I mean, you just got Max Crosby, so you made your bet there, is what you did. And I think it's a smart bet to make. And for the Raiders, like I said, you're about to draft a kid at quarterback. You've got him a center for the first several years of his career who's aces, top-notch. Ashton Jeanty needs to have some runs where he doesn't wear the defense as soon as he gets the football, right?
Yep.
And somewhere Geno Smith is like,
the hell going on?
It's almost like he got punched in the face.
It's the wow. Osweiler gif.
Yeah.
They're like,
helmet on.
Really? Now?
Now? Yes, son of a bitch.
Now you do it.
Should have had your helmet ready.
Am I reading the chart?
Now. Now's when you do it. Is that what I'm to understand? Okay.
Got some running back news.
Running back news, yeah. Oh. Yeah. No more vulturing in Atlanta. Rich Eisen, Tyler Allgeier is on the move, going to Arizona. 2 years, $12 million.
Oh, so it'll be James Conner's reworked contract that gets vultured. No, but that's a great move, man.
Great move. He's a great back.
Tyler Allgeier.
That man can play.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And we're hoping James Conner comes back as soon as possible.
Absolutely.
So, well done.
Well done.
Well done right there. I like it. Who's Arizona's quarterback going to be?
Probably going to be Geno Smith.
I got another one for you.
They might stay with Brisket, like you said, Rich.
What about, and I'm hoping this is the case, I'm hoping it's the case, because that means one of Cooper's friends is right.
Oh, James.
Oh.
What if it's Jimmy G?
I think that's fine, too.
He knows the division.
Yeah.
He can wing it around. Right? I mean, Jake Brisket's not a bad choice either.
I mean, Jacoby Brissett.
We saw what he did last year.
He's there. He knows
he essentially said...
Michael Wilson was Jerry Rice with that guy.
He proved that Kyler Murray was expendable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Correct?
Correct.
And like Chris said, he made Michael Wilson into a real pro.
Michael Wilson probably won some fantasy leagues for people.
Gents, forget about Michael Wilson. That tight end had
him too,
an
man.
All-pro.
Him too.
Top-notch, like, offensive player of the year. Type stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, Trey McBride is awesome.
So who is going to be the quarterback there?
Who would you want?
It'd be tough to not run it back and see what goes.
They're all kind of the same.
Come on. They're not all the same. I mean, you need a young buck in there at some point. I thought Malik Willis would be the spot there. I really did. But the Dolphins got aggressive.
Yeah.
And made it happen.
Made it happen.
And they did it fast, and they had came up with a plan.
They did it real fast.
And they just ripped the Band-Aid off, and they're like, we have ripped the Band-Aid off, and we are moving on.
Yep.
I don't know. I just want Jimmy G's going to get a starter's job somewhere was one of the hot takes of
it was.
One of Cooper's friends when I drove him to Topgolf last month on his birthday.
That's a spicy
thing. I just want that right.
Yeah.
I just love that, right?
Yeah.
Although the Rams are probably like, stay here, man. Get another ring. Because we're ready to go.
They're ready to go.
They've handled their position on the back end of the defense really well.
Well, they have now got two guys who can stop JSN.
That's right. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. If you're listening on ESPN Radio, we'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.